When I was a young man, one morning, my entire family was gathered around the front door, all of us trying to get through it, at the same time. You all know what it's like, you've been there. Dad's trying to get off to work, mom's trying to get the kids off to school. I grabbed my briefcase, the kids grabbed their book bags. I gave Marilyn a kiss on the cheek and I said, "Goodbye, darling, you have a good day." She kissed me back and said, "You have a good day too." And then with a bright smile, "Remember what today is, don't you?" I didn't have a clue. But I said, "Of course, you don't think I'd forget what today is, do you?" And with that, I left. Now, I'm driving down the street and I'm thinking, what in the world is today? Wasn't her birthday. I knew it was not our anniversary. I couldn't figure it out. So what I did was this. When I got to the office, I called a local florist shop and I ordered one dozen American Beauty roses sent to the house with a note from me that said, "Dear Marilyn, these are to celebrate the day. I love you, Jack." When I get home that night, I said, "Marilyn, you can forget about dinner. I've hired a babysitter. We're going out to dinner to celebrate the day." And I took her to one of the nicer restaurants in Orlando where we dined till the late evening hours. Now, when dinner was over, we got home, we checked on the kids, I paid off the babysitter. And then I pulled Marilyn close in a warm, loving embrace. And I gave her a long, lingering kiss. And I said, "There, darling, what do you think of that day?" And she said, "You know, I got to a dog day I have ever had." Now, you're not required to believe that story. It may or may not be true. But whether you believe it, that humorous story or not, I think you understand that humor can be used to drive home a very serious point. And that story highlights a real weakness of yours. We all have it. It's perfectly natural. And that is, when you make a mistake or when you arrive at an incorrect conclusion, sometimes you fail to acknowledge that mistake. You try to explain it away or rationalize it, or worse yet, cover it up. And you don't do that because you're a bad person. You're not a bad person. You're flawed because of original sin. You're flawed and weak because of original sin. You're generally a good person. I think it's safe to say that everybody in this congregation this morning are very good people. Everybody in Resurrection Catholic Church are very good people. Maybe some of the people in those other parishes aren't, but in this parish you are. But Christ says, repent. Now, what he meant by that word, you can look it up in the dictionary. Repent means acknowledge your mistake, feel sorrow for it, and turn away from it. Determine not to do it again. And of course, the purpose of that is so that you become a better person. But of course, right about now, okay and good, Deacon Jack, but where do I get the strength and the determination and the courage to overcome these weaknesses and be a better person? How do I do that? Well, may I suggest that you do it the same way the apostles did. When you encounter the Christ, take what you have received from that encounter and use it to become strong and courageous. The apostles got their strength and their courage from their encounter with Christ, and they were just ordinary human beings like you and I. They were weak, flawed, victims of original sin like you and I. Yet they became such spiritual giants that they stand alone in the center of history. Well, sure, Deacon, that's very nice. But they encountered Christ on the shores of Galilee over 2,000 years ago. I don't live near Galilee, and this is 2,000 years later. I cannot encounter the Christ like they did. I can't take from that encounter what they received. You can encounter the Christ in this day, in this time, in this culture now. You encounter the Christ in three places. At Mass, during the liturgy of the Word. At Mass, during the gathering. At Mass, during the liturgy of Holy Eucharist. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When you come to Mass, the liturgy of the Word is that part of the Mass where words are being spoken or sung. So when you come into Mass, if you listen to the words of the Mass, there are in those words for you. Rest assured of the truth of this. There are in those words for you an individual, specific message from God to you, tailored for you and your life. It's almost like you come to church and you get a memo from God to you, subject whatever's going on in your life. But you have to listen to the Word. You can't just come into Mass. I wonder what Susie's wearing this afternoon. Is there enough money in my wallet to buy coffee when Mass is over and the Word is being spoken and you're not listening? If you're not listening, then you're not encountering the Christ. If you're not encountering Christ, then no, you can't receive anything from that encounter. But in that Word, when the prayers are read, when the scriptures read, when the hymns are sung, which are prayers set to music, and yes, even when the preacher's preaching, I recognize that's an excellent time to... If you listen to the Word, you will encounter the Christ. Jesus said, when two or three of you gather together, I am among you. When you come to Mass in the gathering, you can encounter the Christ if you pay attention. Now, he did not say, when two or three of you gather together, I am with you. When two or three of you gather together in my name. Why are we all here today? Why are we gathered? We are gathered in the name of Christ. Christ is among you. I have a young friend, many years ago, he told me a story, not too many years ago, that's irrelevant. He said that at Mass one morning, he saw an older gentleman and a younger man hug one another. He said, I have no idea what that was all about. They might have been greeting each other, I don't know, but I saw that, he said, Deacon. And he said, you know, it made me think of my dad and myself. We've been estranged at that time for about 5 years. So I went home and I called my dad, and thank God that I did. We have been close ever since. Gathering. You might get a hunch. You might have an idea. You might decide to take an action. You might feel some courage or some inspiration. That's receiving courage and strength from your encounter with the Christ. You know, Jesus Christ was a great preacher. Now, we know that because as he preached on the hillside, the crowds were growing exponentially. And one day, he said something very graphic and very disturbing. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life everlasting. And what happened? The people said, that is a hard saying. In other words, I can't accept that. And they began to leave in droves. Now, there are those who will lead you to believe that when Christ made that statement, he only meant it symbolically, not literally. They began to leave in droves, and I believe, had he meant it symbolically, he would have said to his disciples and his apostles, oh, no, go to the people, tell them to come back. I didn't mean it literally, I meant it symbolically, but he didn't do that. What he said was, and what about you? Will you leave me too? And Peter, the impetuous one, responded immediately, Lord, to whom might we go? You have the words of eternal life. Will you think about that with me for just a moment? Peter did not have the advantage of looking back on a 2,000-year history of the church as we have. He was probably just as confused as everybody at what Christ had just said. But the reason Peter gave his response was... he believed Jesus Christ meant what he said and said what he meant. You encounter the Christ literally at the liturgy of Holy Eucharist, but you have to pay attention. I wonder what Susie's wearing. I wonder if I should get coffee this morning. Yes, you are right now here in the presence of Jesus Christ. But you're not necessarily encountering him if you're ignoring him. Look, suppose you invite me to your house this afternoon for happy hour. Thank you very much. So we're sitting down. You're in front of me. I'm next to you, whatever. And I'm on my smartphone. I don't even own a smartphone. I'm on my smartphone. Yes, I am in your presence, but I'm not encountering you because I'm ignoring you. At Mass, you can encounter the Christ. You do encounter the Christ, but you have to pay attention. Okay, so I'm at Mass and I've encountered the Christ and I've received something from him. Now what do I do? What's next? What's the big deal about that? Let me leave you with this thought. At the close of World War II, a small town in the southern part of France was the target of a bombing raid, and their town center was destroyed. At that time, standing in the middle of the town center was a larger-than-life-size image of the Christ, standing in the classic pose of extended arms. The statue was demolished along with the town center. The next day, the people came out of their houses in shock, trying to figure out what to do. They determined, as they crawled through the rubble of the town square, that they would not replace the statue. Rather, they decided that they would crawl through that rubble and retrieve each and every piece of the statue and reconstruct the original, which they did. Interestingly enough, they did retrieve every single piece of that statue, with two exceptions, and that was the hands. A few weeks later, as they marched to the front to participate in the liberation of Paris, the first American GIs came into that village. One of them sat down on a low wall to rest, took off his pack, looked around, he was in the town square, he looked up and he saw the statue of the now handless Christ. He gazed at it for a while, and then he took out a pen and a pencil. He wrote a poem. He placed the poem at the foot of the statue, picked up his pack, and then marched off to rejoin his platoon. These are the words of that poem. I have no hands but your hands to do my work today. I have no feet but your feet to speed me on my way. I have no arms but your arms to hold men by my side. I have no tongue but your tongue to tell them how and why I died. Today at Mass, you have... Now what do you do? May I respectfully suggest that you do what Jesus Christ has asked. Repent. And then go and build up the kingdom of heaven. It is now up to you.